irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Ilona Europa, Monday, Accent On. Oh, and I see my guests are just coming to the studio. I have today Chitanya and Raju Ivaturi. I'm hoping that everybody remembers them. They are my babies. I call them my babies because I discovered their talent, singing talent, and for 3 years almost, we all are working together and recording and writing music. We just finished two albums for Raju Ivaturi, a beautiful, beautiful album. The name. Hi, Raju, could you say hi to us?
Hi.
Yes, we have really studio filled with a lot of guests, and two more are coming. Then you can make comfortable space for your brother somehow, somewhere. Yeah, okay, yes, because I think... Good. Raju, your album is on iTunes, yes?
Yeah, it is.
How many tracks do you have on albums?
10.
10 tracks. And title of?
Title of the album is Reminiscence.
That's a beautiful, beautiful title. I remember we were staying in the kitchen and with my daughter and Natasha Miraya, depends. We were thinking what title, but this one just was the perfect one. And I'm happy you called you called your album this way. Then Chitanya, your sister.
Hello.
And Raju, you're 17, yes?
Yes.
Going 27, because you are so serious, gentleman, beautiful. We'll be playing one of your songs from your album. And your sister, she's right now, how old are you, Chitanya?
I'm 14 years old.
You're 14 and also going 24. Very, very serious, beautiful, wonderful girl. Your album name is?
Picture Perfect.
And it's like you. You're a picture-perfect human being, aww, too. Then it's a really great song, and today we'll be playing Coffee Table, the song that we start recording after releasing both of albums, and we are working right now with Adam Abramek, very known European composer and arranger and producer, and we have a few songs already in working progress, but the Coffee Table is just the perfection and catches ears and hearts of so many people, then I think this song is very, very special. We'll be playing this one too. Today on the show, we also have Mama Sarita Ivaturi. She just came to us. You can say hi. You can say hi to this microphone for a second.
Hello.
Okay, Mommy, how was your traffic?
Traffic was always bad. Always. 101 and 405 are pretty bad.
You know what? But we somehow are making always, you know, always like the last moment, but you are here.
I'm so... Pleasures of LA.
Yeah. And what is the coolest things ever? You may see it. We'll make a place. That also we have today back in the studio, Mike Gormley. This is LA Personal Development, LAPD. I know it's a very unusual title, and we love this title too. But obviously, he is finding amazing talents and works with them, and we'll be talking to Mike a little bit. And Mike is bringing with him his friend of 15 years, we just found out, Stephen Day. And Stephen Day, this is something so, so special. We will be having chance to listen to amazing, amazing artist who plays sarod, and he will explain us what is this 24 string guitar, Indian guitar. There's 24 strings, and the strings just with Stephen Day enter the studio. Okay, we will let him to just make a space, sit wherever he's comfortable. In meantime, I will play maybe something. Let's do You Need Me. That's the song that Adam Abramek and myself, we wrote this one and we recorded. And I will just allow it, if my phone will not stop playing, who is calling to me? or by my friends, but I cannot answer. Sorry. This title is You Need Me, and just will take 2 minutes to tune the guitar and just make everything and everybody very, very comfortable in the studio. Okay.
Now is the time I wanna feel alive. It's been so long since I've had a good time. I'm finally feeling like myself tonight. No one can stop me and it feels so right. So sick and tired, yeah, I'm over you, over you. I'm letting go and I'm I don't need you, you don't need me. I'll
now free. You loved me, I loved you. Now we are looking to escape our memories. You're going left, I'm going right. You're going left, I'm going right. This is the way we live our lives apart. Don't need you, still need you. You need me. That's so funny. I cannot believe we had like cool DJ remix. We played two tracks, Eternal Kiss and Dance With Me, which is the best things that ever happened to me. I'm sorry, but if people like this track, I cannot probably repeat ever because I don't know what I pushed. But I'm sorry for 30 seconds of chaos, but this is a live show, then things like that happen, and I really don't care if happen. As only adds color to our show. Okay, now we have everybody here in the studio, and I'm so excited. Mr. Stephen, could you introduce yourself to us?
Sure, it's Stephen Day, and I'm playing the sarod, a 19-stringed Indian classical music instrument that has no frets. It sounds a little bit like a cross between a dobro, like South America of the South music, slide guitar and dobro, and a little bit of a banjo sound, as well as that Indian sound.
Yeah. Very soulful, very beautiful sound. Mm-hmm. And is a very beautiful, beautiful instrument. You see them sometimes in the movies. You woke up one day and say, that's what I want to study. That's what I will be playing. That's how it happened?
Well, not exactly. They say that actually I didn't find the sarod. The sarod found me.
Aww.
Yeah, that's what they
say. Nice marriage.
It's been a very beautiful marriage, and it continues to flourish. Anyway, I started to study sarod in India. I had been studying the Indian slide guitar and hadn't really found my groove. And then the sarod found me. Somebody said, look, the way you play guitar, I'm a guitarist as well, is exactly like a player plays a sarod. And it turns out I had been tuning my guitar to the same kinds of tunings as sarod about a year before that. So somehow I was called, and the music called me, and it evolved as the call became more of a surge than I became a sarod player.
That's so beautiful. And this marriage is how old?
This is about 19, 20 years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Good luck to you. We are very proud of you.
Oh,
but okay, if we can rewind your life a little bit,
sure,
even more. You are Californian.
Yeah,
you
were born in San Francisco.
But then you decided that the world is the place that you want to be. And you moved to Europe, you moved here and there. Could you tell us your life as a musician?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we grew up in Canada part of the time and then lived in Paris. But as a musician, I studied in India. That was the real breakthrough. Studying this music, this instrument, with a world-famous master, Ustad Amjit Ali Khan, in Delhi, and also working with a music school in Nagpur, central India. Then traveling throughout India with the master, I was able to experience life inside out, from the inside out. I call myself the Mowgli of sarod, you know, like the lion cub. I was taken in by a native sarod family, the family seven generations deep. And his two sons are the seventh manifestation of generations of this instrument, whose origins are in the Middle East, and it came to India. So I felt a little bit like that kind of lion cub. I became part of the family, and we tied the sacred thread. And then after that, things exploded. I got a record deal, worked in London, and from London as a base, back and forth to India, to Turkey, to Spain, you know, France, every country in Europe. The only country I didn't make was Lithuania, and I'm still dying to go play there.
And Poland?
I made it to Poland.
I love you! Where did you go? Krakow? Where did you play?
I think it was Warsaw.
Warsaw.
Yeah.
Oh. Now I really, really feel like we are family.
There you go.
Okay. Then, can we already find you right now and here? Or did you have, because I know I read your bio. I know you had some amazing concerts. I know that you are a songwriter. You are writing music for films and for TV shows and always recording albums. And you have very unusual project going on. And you're working with great producers. I can talk about that.
That's
because I learn a lot. But I think I can listen to you. I don't know. You have this way with words. Probably we'll be listening to you playing, but you speak beautifully, you know, very calming, and you need to explain to us, too. Is this how you are, the calm guy, or you are really aggressive gentleman who made yourself be calm? But anyway, tell us, you had a lot of shows, yes? You were writing for the films and for TV shows. Maybe a little bit about that.
Sure.
It's not easy to get to the music business, to movie business, or writing for the TV shows. Sure. Not everybody can do
not
that.
Not everybody can do it.
No.
And I was fortunate that that record deal in London really helped, and I got some, I did a lot of writing and publishing out of India in London. And then that music itself has made it to quite a few TV shows and all over the world and some films. And then I moved to Los Angeles via New York and San Francisco. And from here, I've been, you know, in the studio working on different manifestations of music. And some of the music has gotten onto some shows you may know, like Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone to the Discovery Channel and America's Next Top Model. And in films like The 51st State, it was a film by you know, different actors and actresses that are well-known and things like that. So Morgan Freeman and various other actors.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, we have something in common because obviously I am from Poland, but I'm in America 25 years, and I was for many, many years working with lots of great artists, and one of them or two of them, there was Shankar and Ginger of Passion of the Christ, and this was the time that they were writing score for, of course, Passion of the Christ, and we had a baby. Ginger has a beautiful daughter who is now, I think, 17, 18 years old. She's a dear friend of mine, very good one. But yeah, she plays 10 strings electric guitar, Indian guitar, very, very unusual sound. And she's very hip and also very traditional. Then I remember so many nights, you know, listening to this, just the most beautiful score that they both created for Passion of the Christ. Then that was like my first introduction really to Indian flavored music. And then, of course, you know, many, many, many years later, then I had the pleasure to meet 10 and a half years old Chaitanya Ivaturi, who is now 14, very old, and her brother Raji Ivaturi, who when I met he was, I think, 15 and a half or something. Now he's 17 and is just going to college this week to San Diego, USC San Diego, and so smart. And they're amazing singer-songwriters, and obviously their heritage is also from India. And mother is so highly educated, and her family has so big roots in Indian culture from writers, and we can all talk and talk and talk. But, and food, oh my gosh, outside of music, that all got us together. Then we write and write and write. Today, they'll be listening to you as the big master of this great instrument, and you never know, you know, you will hear a little bit of vocals of Raju, and he was taught, come on, Raju, tell us a little bit about your master. You were studying under?
So I've been learning Indian classical Carnatic music, vocal, from Sri Daruri Sesachari Garu. He's one of the members of the Hyderabad Brothers. They're two twins, or two brothers, excuse me. They're very well accomplished and well known across India, but more in southern India where classical music tends to flourish even more. But so basically, I've been learning from him for the last 7-8 years, and he lives in India and I live here, so we do lessons through Skype, and I think.
But
it's
then
really
he traveled to LA for
yeah. He travels to LA every year in November, actually, so I'm really excited to see him sometime soon, and you know, I'm just gonna keep on continue learning from him in Skype, even in college, because I love learning.
And really, our goal as a singer-songwriters also is to include, you know, your traditional way of singing in some of the songs that you are writing. And that's a little bit our goal. And, you know, I really believe world become one right now if art, of course, can be intertwined and we can all learn another culture through the music. Okay, time for the song, time for the music, time to listen to your magical stringless, but really 19 string sarod. Okay,
play please. A piece of music.
Yes,
sure.
Okay,
better let me know how long, because this kind of music is based on the raga system, and the raga
yes.
can be anywhere from take them all night long. You can play a raga, but there are different ragas for different times of day, and we play evening ragas, morning ragas, and we tune the strings right here, these little strings.
Beautiful. That's a lesson for us.
Please. Yeah, and then we play the notes that these strings are tuned to. They ring. They're sympathetic strings, and they ring while we play the main notes, which are on these main strings.
Daytime, nighttime, evening time, beautiful. That's woke me up.
Right.
What good time of the day it was.
Different ways of waking up. There's the waking of the body, and there's the waking of the spirit and through the kundalini energy, which is what the real waking up is. You asked me earlier about being calm and the way I talk.
Yes.
Yeah, that's from the deep awakening of inner peace within, which is there in every human being, waiting to be awakened. It's called the kundalini energy, and what it does is, when awakened, comes up through the seven chakras to the top chakra, which is called the sahasrara or crown chakra, and that is the basis for meditation. The mind quiets. Our body comes into its own automated regulation, so it's great for your health, but it's a tangible thing that you can feel on your fingertips. You can feel your cool breeze on your fingertips and on the top of your head. And then you become a master. You start to learn to meditate. You can clear your own chakras and then become a master of your own body, your own health, your own spirit, and allow for the spirit to shine within you. Our souls, sometimes our spirit is kind of put down or suppressed by ourselves. We let ourselves happen, let it happen to ourselves. Our dreams are put on hold. Or we lose track of what a dream really means, loses its soul and what the passion was in the first place. But with this energy continually flowing, one can not only realize their true dreams, but can access the power of their own soul, light side, dark side, whatever it is, yin and yang. Everything is there for you through this very simple meditation called Sahaja Meditation. And it's here in the valley as well. Tarzana, there's a center. Sherman Oaks, there's a center. That's how it started for me. It started with meditation. And then it evolved. And I became a sarod musician, and I expressed that meditation on the music, in the music, on the instrument. And that's the whole story. That's why I talk calm.
Oh, so good. I think this is the best time to introduce your friend, which I spoke a little bit. I introduced, of course, Mike Gormley to our listeners. Mike, hi.
Good evening.
Hi. I cannot even imagine that the show will be without you, because you really have amazing friends, and they're coming for Accent On, and it's so good to know them. Mike, you know Stephen for how long?
10 or 11 years now, something like that.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, gone by quickly.
And
I met him through him. He was that little speech he gave you, he used to give me. And,
yes.
And I would learn meditation from Stephen. And then I found out he played Sarod, and he played it one evening at meditation. It was beautiful. And I just kept wanting him to get it out there even more.
Did he help you to find your dream?
Nah.
His dream is to manage me. What are you talking about, Mike? We got a show coming up. This
I
is
know.
The dream. Come
Let's
on,
talk about the show, because obviously I post information on Facebook, and I know on your Facebook, although I still am not your official friend.
Oh,
I sent a request by Boo. I didn't get it, but anyway, accept me, please.
Accept
yes,
right
accept.
Away.
And please, could you tell us, Mike, maybe could you explain us, Stephen, the show is on the 18th and is very, very special, because it's not only great artists playing together, it's also intertwined with meditation. Could you tell us?
Well, it was an idea that we had a long time ago and wanted to have more of Stephen performing. But he came up with the idea more of a Stephen Day and Friends.
Yeah.
Because he plays with a lot of different artists. It's just not Sarod, but he'll play a fellow, Joseph Peck, who'll be there on Sunday, plays steel drums. You don't normally hear those two instruments together, but it's beautiful. It worked beautifully. In fact,
was this Stephen's idea to bring all these people together?
Yeah, he knew. He knew.
That's
Joseph.
What he wanted, yes.
I kept. There's a guitar player in town here named Patrick Abate, who's an Italian heavy metal guitarist.
Ooh.
Who's a tremendous guitarist. For how long? Maybe a year and a half, I kept trying to get the two of them together. The idea of Sarod and a heavy metal guitar made no sense at all. But they finally got together about 5 months ago,
yeah.
And I wasn't there, but you said it was beautiful.
It worked great. And in fact, I hope to work with Patrick on the next Stephen Day and Friends show. There's a brand that's going to, you know, work around many different musicians and different musical styles.
Yes.
And it's a way for us to all experience Indian music in its pure form, and then Indian music in a form that we can digest,
yes.
In the form of a Beatles song or in the form of a collaboration with a steel drummer. If people like Caribbean music, here you're going to get your Indian music through the Caribbean music. If you like Sufi poetry, you'll get it that way. If you like the Beatles, you get it that way.
Wow.
So this is going to make it's a head-spinning, razzle-dazzle, amazing show with roots in ancient music in ancient India.
But it will start out with some meditation.
Yeah, and the Sahaja meditation we just talked about and just did. In fact, I've done this meditation with many listeners around the world on the radio. Only thing is, if you're driving, you should pull over. But you can actually put your hand on your heart, access it right now by putting your hand on your heart and just say, I am the spirit. And then ask, who am I? And then you'll get your answer by putting the palm of your hand on the top of your head. Try it now. Put your hand on the top of your head, and the answer to who are you is answered when you say, as you rub the top of the palm on clockwise, just say, please give me my self-realization. Please give me my self-realization. And as you do that, your true desire manifests. And now you can just raise the palm of your hand above your head, and you can feel the energy of the spirit, the cool breeze is there. And this is, of course, we'll go into that a little more in depth at the show.
Okay, if I listen to you, I will not do my show, for sure. I will so calm down and whatever, I need to continue.
Yeah.
I need to continue. This is so interesting. It's like 50 different shows that we could create from this one. It's not only about music, your philosophy, your tradition, and of course, meditation. That's what all of us need, because in this crazy world, somebody needs to teach us how to tune out and just, you know, find the peace, inner peace, and that's the toughest. Right now, I think it's very hard. Anyway, but you mentioned that collaboration, you mentioned about different style of music, a mixture. That's why I have this also beautiful two young singers and songwriters in a studio. Raju, I would like Stephen to listen to your song from the album. And Stephen, that's very unusual because we included his traditional way of singing, Indian way of singing, into dance music. Then, you know, collaboration. Who would think, you know? But yeah, I would love to everybody to listen and see. We love it. I think it's very, very hot. But anyway, we call the song, Raju?
Sounds of the Night.
Okay, that's another. We woke up and now we are at night. Let's listen to Raju's two ways of singing, Western and Eastern. great job. What do you think, people?
I love that track.
It's cool. Very cool. Then what do you think about marrying dance music? Obviously, we know the DJs are crazy about Indian style of music. Then my hidden agenda. Mike, you know I have always hidden agenda that I speak out loud, which is not so hidden. But fact is that something of this meeting today, something great will happen because of our meeting. But now I want to play track that I received from Mike, and you probably do not know which one I will be playing, but let's play and you will explain us the story behind, okay?
Sounds good.
Everybody, please listen. Beautiful, beautiful, dynamic, beautiful, lyrical. Bravo, bravo.
Say what?
There's a ragam in Carnatic music called Sankarabharana ragam.
Mm.
This is so similar to the ragam.
Mm.
the song that Raju sang just now, like played, was Panduvarali Ragam.
Mm-hmm.
Like the sunrise, sunset. Nice. Carnatic music has its own ragam.
Yeah.
So yours is very similar to Sankara Bharanam.
Yeah. This is Rag Kirav. That's South Indian. It's Malkons.
Now, Mike, you understand we cannot talk about that.
Beautiful.
They can speak.
Just listen.
Yeah. Okay, title of the of this beautiful piece.
That's a collaboration with Joseph Peck, and it's a steel drum.
Yes.
And
that's what we'll be listening on a Sunday,
yes,
on the 18th?
That's one of the things we'll be featuring.
Where is the concert? Where is the show?
It's in Santa Monica. It's a place called Highways Performance Space.
What time?
6 o'clock.
6:30.
Again, Santa Monica. Yeah. One more time, where is the place?
It's Highways Performance Space.
It's on 18th Street. Yeah. 1651 18th Street.
If you get off the highway, the 10 freeway at 20th Street, then you can hook around off Olympic, and it's pretty close.
Okay. And how long will be show, you think?
2 hours.
Yay! Okay, that's good. And Raju, can I put you on the spot for a second? For 1 second, let's see if you could you add vocal? A little tiny, like 4 lines?
Yeah, I could try.
Oh my gosh. Okay, don't ruin the great music. For 1 second, we'll let you. Okay, let's sing. Let's pray for him.
Okay, yeah. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
You have prayer. Young people just participating. Can I fade out? Yes, I'm fading out the music. It's just exciting, you know. You tell them they do, and I just love it. Okay, tell me, could we listen to one more piece live? Okay,
sure.
Could we do it? And I know time is crazy. We have another show coming in 8-10 minutes, and I had no too much time to talk to Mike today.
That's okay. That's okay. Wonderful the way it is.
But we'll be talking because I'm sure you're bringing another artist. And please, what do you be playing for us today?
Just deciding what would work best for all of us. Done that. I'll play the piece that the basis of which we just heard. It's called Rag Malkons. Okay. And if you want to join, you could.
Oh my
awesome.
Gosh, try it. Don't get nervous. If not, I will do it. That will be scary. Okay.
See, the one piece we played before was all major key sounding. This is, as you can hear, has a minor key sound. So that's the way we roll. Just slightly important to just get these
tuned. Yes, beautiful.
Just one moment. We'll get that final
string number 174. No, 19.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. It doesn't take too long and it's worth it.
Oh.
Whole new sound. Whole new world. It's a whole new world.
Na 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 na. Moment, we have a live show, Stephen Day and Sarod. We have Raju and Chaitanya Ivaturi singing live for the first time together. Just beautiful. Thank you for inspiring my beautiful babies. And what a pleasure to have you. I would love to, of course, have you more and more. We'll be talking, hopefully, about not only music and all of these things that you do so well. Meditation is something that I think I would love to talk on the air. First time I never really did this topic, but that's so important. Mike, I cannot wait. You'll bring another amazing client of yours and another artist. But thank you so much for coming today.
My pleasure. Fantastic.
And children, babies, the future. Thank you so much, too, for coming.
About
and
babies, he's about to go to college.
I know, but he's a baby. When I got him, he was 15 and she was 10 and a half. Our babies, that's the future, and gorgeous future of this country. And I would love to close the show for today, again, with thank you so much for everything. Please, everybody, go and check the links that I post and information about the show. And, of course, everybody can enter a link to LA Personal Development, LAPD, and Mike Gormley, the same with Stephen Day, and the same with my great talents. For right now, thank you so much. And Chaitanya, I know you had not too much to say today, but Coffee Table, this is one of the songs and duo with your brother that I would like to wrap up at this hour. Thank you so much, Ilona Europa Accent On. Till next Monday.
Coffee's turning cold. This routine's getting a little bit old. I know. like a shout. You open my eyes when you open your mouth. Let me go.
Better up, this life is getting rough. This ain't what I wanted when you asked me for my love. You're looking at me crazy when I'm looking for a touch. But every time I'm not around, you say you're feeling stuck now. We've gotta find a way to turn around. Swung and missed way too many times, now I'm down. Nah, 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 yeah. There was a time where we shared love, and I can never see a good life without you.
Thoughts burning my lips. Silence between us punctuated by sips. I wasn't sure if you were in town. It's been a while since I've seen you around. No more cold coffee to worry about. Don't call my name, you know I'll shout you out. I'll shout you
listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.